the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear listeners, previously we said that praying for particular believers specifically by taking their names and by naming them during prayer has given utmost importance in the traditions, since this kind of praying removes the dislikings and jealousies and also removes aversion towards our brothers in faith, and that would disappear. And the importance is due to the link and connection this type of praying makes between us and our brothers. So one type of narrations, specifically one group of narrations regarding praying for the believers in their absence, were mentioned in the previous program. Shortly, the prayer of a person for his brother in his absence showers sustenance, averts calamities, and the like of that prayer would be given to him as well, and so on. There are other kinds of narrations which emphasize on praying for 40 believers by their names before one begins praying for himself. Ali ibn Ibrahim narrates from his father through his chain of narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Whoever sends ahead in his supplication 40 believers and thereafter prays for himself, he shall be answered. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Also, Umar bin Yazid said that he heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, whoever prays for 40 of his brothers in faith before praying for himself, then he shall be answered in them and himself. So you see, this is also another kind of narration regarding praying for believers, which is specifically naming 40 of them. We also have different types of narrations and ahadith regarding this fact that we should give preference to the others in prayers before we actually bring our needs towards the Almighty Allah. We have to beseech Almighty Allah's mercy through others. Abu Ubaidah reports from Thuwayr that I have heard Ali bin Husayn alayhi salam saying, when the angels hear a believer praying for his brother in faith in his absence or remembering him with good, they say, what an excellent brother! You pray for his good while he is away from you and remember him with good. Allah the Almighty, the Majestic, has granted you twofold of that you had prayed for him and has praised you double the amount you praised him. And you have a higher degree than him. So he is afdal from his brother in faith who is absent. Another tradition, Yunus bin Abdul Rahman narrates that Abdullah bin Jundab heard Abu Hassan al-Kadhim alayhi salam saying, One who prays for his brother in faith in his absence is called from the corner of the heavens. For each one of that which you prayed for your brother, you shall have 100. So you see, this, based on this school of thought, we have been ordered to give preference to the others if we want ourselves to be closer to the Almighty Allah's mercy. Since this is actually like killing two birds with one stone. You pray for your absent brother, and you too will be given your reward, and your prayer will be accepted for him and for you as well.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
In an interesting story, Ibn Abi Umayr reports from Zayd, "I was with Muawiyah bin Wahab in the desert of Arafah while he was supplicating. So I followed his prayer, but I did not find him praying for himself even a single letter. I rather found him praying for people in the remotest parts of the earth. He named them and their parents until the people started moving. I said to him, 'Oh uncle, I have seen something astonishing from you. What has amazed you of that you have seen?' asked Muawiyah. I said, 'You're giving preference to your brothers over yourself in such a holy place, and you're naming them person by person.' He said to me, 'Don't be surprised of this, my nephew, for I have heard my master saying, whoever prays for his brother in his absence, an angel from the lower heaven calls him saying, O servant of Allah, you have 100,000 of what you have prayed for your brother.'" Dear listeners, this is the importance given in the traditions for giving preference to the others in the prayers. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.